Yo, what up, what up, what up, Real Live Talk family? We got the Real Live Sound Song situation going on right here. It's your man Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles. This is the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Yes, indeed. Yeah. All praise is due to the Most High.
Most universal, all living and breathing God.
Turn it down a few notches. You know, keep your creative sound, you know, keep the creative mojo going that you got going on, but it's a few notches. So we ain't overpowering these niggas because that bass is smacking. But yes, indeed, I'm your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles.
The
host of the Real Live Talk podcast, Live From Radio Show. I'm going to be a lot calmer than I would normally want to be on something like this going on. What's going on? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Straight up and down. That's the topic right here. This and that. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Live in. This and that. The first this and that is there's some shit coming down the pipeline that, y'all, it ain't about no matter if, it's about when. And when stuff like that is being presented, it always makes me uncomfortable because they've been playing enough games and doing enough, doing the most, you know what I mean? So for the, like, everything be trial runs for real. A lot of these crises, a lot of these pandemics, and
they try it out.
They are doing it, y'all. It's trial runs.
Remember the military exercise they was doing in Florida in like 2018.
Come on now.
Nobody pay attention to.
Come on now,
they
y'all.
They actually had parts of Florida quarantined for like a week at a time or so during these exercises.
Yeah.
What you just getting prepared for?
Yeah, y'all. They've been doing trial runs for a long time on a lot of different things. And the most recent one was the pandemic with the jab and the.
And when my dude pointed out to me, like, 2 years before the shit happened, when the military exercise was happening, I couldn't even comprehend what he was talking about. I'm like, what? They doing the what? The put the what and do the what?
Do the what and get the what? That's what's going on.
Hey, T, what? You think it's too fast? They got to slow it down? Or you think it's just, it's that bounce?
This right here? Yeah. Keep it right at the tempo it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. This is perfect tempo right here for this. So, with the this and that, you know, it's a lot going on. We got gender wars.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Internal wars.
Internal
wars right here means the most to me. Because I'm dealing with my own stuff. Because right here, you know, real live disclaimer for those who don't know, on this podcast platform right here.
Divorce rates is up high, relationships is failing.
Hold on, let me give them the real live disclaimer. You know what I mean? Yeah, we keep it all the way real live and unapologetic about self, reality,
the people. Our comments.
And life in general. Self, reality, the people, life. And when it comes to self, that's why it's first. You want to make an impact on the world, start with self. So when it comes to self, I'm dealing with my own stuff. What they call a dark place. I'm there. I'm there, but the light at the end of the tunnel is so illuminating. It's so bright. Doesn't feel so dark. But to those that are not all the way in depth, walking the walk and going through the steps with me. They don't know, though. They don't know. They don't know about, you know. Yeah, like to bring up survivor's remorse.
Say that one. That's a bounced in bet.
Yeah, that's where we go.
Yeah, AJ. Yeah. That tempo was all right?
Yeah.
I'm say that one.
Just
edit that one a little bit. Right, let me pull
it's
up.
Like just told me I hit my limit.
Let me get my man's live.
Yeah, you know what? Right? You know what I mean? We got this shit.
I got you, dog.
We got this shit. You know what I mean? Keep banging the live ass shit. You got the arsenal. Play catalog. Play the catalog.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bet.
We got it.
Bet.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't need no sound effects on this one here. Yeah, we are the sound effects.
That was a little fresh one right there.
Yeah, that was a nice one, though. Get the bounce.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to share this one right here with everybody since we talking about some real life shit. The lease is up.
Oh,
by Mr. 88.
Oh, yeah. But, yo. Dealing with self and my shit, and I ain't the only one that's dealing with this shit. Folks is in, how did I say this? Confident, but very much at the same time somewhat second guessing certain shit. This is
lightweight, yeah.
So you got a little bit of lightweight tug of war going on. You know what I mean?
You feel it, but you don't know if it's real.
Yes.
Sometimes you're seeing it, but you don't really know if that's what you're really seeing. Second guess it.
When you're an individual that is. What's wrong?
No, this is
apparently
the lease is up.
The lease is up.
My membership ain't readily
distributed. Oh, they want you to renew it?
Yep.
Oh. They want you to renew.
Yep.
I'm going through that right now with my one of my podcast platforms, the Spreaker joint.
Lease is up. Yeah. How prophetic is that?
That's some shit.
Right.
How much they want for that shit?
$140.
$100 what? They better go face the corner.
I think when mine do pop up, it's probably like, mine post be like 30 or some shit like that.
I guess they basically don't want a nigga pumping out here, huh?
But I only boosted a couple of my joints, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got the platforms and everything. You got to, you know, keep it at the park up on time and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we keep on putting this shit out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's some of real time that y'all experience and that we experience. That, you know what I'm saying? Knowledge is born right there. You know what I mean? That's type of shit, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you got to appreciate the good and the small and be able to keep your ears and eyes open so you can see it when it comes.
Yeah, I'm in the time right now for me. And like I said, I'll be trying my hardest not to, but this podcast platform right here is aimed and directed at self, reality, the people, and life. So I don't feel guilty speaking about cell phone some shit.
Bringing that real to you, the liveness, you know what I'm saying?
And when it comes to that reality, I'm in the place right now. In the place where there's no shot and disrespect to anybody that means anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, only comfortable being around individuals that are to the very fine T.
Mm-hmm.
Like-minded like me.
Like-minded individuals.
Like-minded, got the same similar struggles.
Make the plan come together.
Got certain situations that are similar to mine going on, and it's a little bit hurtful at certain times, you know what I mean? Looking at, you know, because people want to be around me and shit because it's my natural energy.
Yep.
My natural energy.
Yep.
what I bring to the table.
Yeah.
But
that's a powerful thing, y'all. Protect your
energy. My impact is very, very impactful, I should say. I have a different impact that I didn't give credit to. So folks want to be around it.
Very important, folks.
Some of those folks that be, a lot of the folks that we want to be around it, they're not my kind of like-minded at what I'm going through. So I'm not trying to be selfish.
The vibe don't go together. Static electricity.
It's like, I feel like I got to compromise myself to appease somebody, you know, just cause. And I ain't with that shit right now.
Nah.
And me, shout out to Larry Renee. You know what I mean? One of the livest. We spoke about this real quick. And what it is, when folks don't allow you to have your space and lick your wounds and take your beatings like a man and woman out here for real, real.
Yeah.
It gets real irritating. So we end up being standoffish and closed off to individuals that we normally would fuck with, but because they don't understand that concept of it all, I just want to handle my business the way I'm supposed to handle it.
You're putting the real way to everybody out there. I'm going to tell you like something that my pops had told me like when I was like 15, 16 and shit out here, once he realized I was really out here trying to be a man, you know what I'm saying? He told me, he said, be careful who you show your weaknesses to.
Oh, yeah.
He said, because most folks,
when
you show them your weakness, the natural instinct is to attack.
Yep.
And only your friend, your real friend, will take your pain and make it theirs. Most folks will attack it, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all be careful to protect your energy, man.
Definitely.
Because it's something very important, you know what I'm saying? Your energy is important because, like my man say, it's something to draw folks to you. It could draw them away from you because of the energy that you bring in.
It's too powerful.
A lot of folks out here, you might be a dude out here who probably got a 9-to-5 and a regular job and a regular life. And you got dudes hating on you, and you be wondering, like, why? Like why? I don't understand why these dudes don't. You know what it is, though? It's your natural energy. When you come around, I'm going to tell y'all something about the light. Because it's in you. It ain't on you when you really got it. And when it's in you, when you come around, the light that's in you show the darkness in them.
Yeah.
So the natural thing for them to do is lash out at it. Protect your energy.
Yeah, protect your energy. And folks that are trying to find chinks in your chain will always test your energy.
Yes, sir.
Test your capacity. You got to be like, huh? Like right now, it's folks that are getting a very big kick out of trying to see the ending and demise of somebody else. They're dedicating their life to making sure that that individual is all the way in hell, or what they deem as hell.
That's crazy, right?
Like, damn, y'all working that hard?
And sometimes, when you're a person who don't operate like that, it's hard to understand. So, like, the one thing you gotta know for sure is, if you cut from that real shit, everybody ain't cut from that cloth. Everybody don't think like you or operate like you. So sometimes you gotta take yourself outside of yourself.
Yeah.
To take a look to really see what somebody else is operating on. You know what I'm saying?
He's like,
yeah. Hit the Birdman hand.
He shot the right hand too. Yeah. My man's left hand is what he southpaws for. But he straight shot that bitch with the right hand.
Right, right. No, but he hit the Birdman hand.
I was dead, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I watched it. Oh, man. I was like, let me see what he's gonna do. Let me see how he's gonna do it.
Hey, no, that's weird, man. No, that's the funniest, man, when he's chilling. Hey, no, Birdman don't need to never rub his hands together like that again while he in an interview. It's like he's plotting on something.
Man, look. Hilarious.
Oh, a tree of y'all.
But this shit is crazy, like. Oh, tree of y'all.
Oh, he let him know he wasn't playing with their ass, boy. Oh, a tree of y'all.
But the illest. We in the times right now, this and that. A little bit of this, a little bit of that is going on right now. You gotta be able to center yourself.
Just a little bit.
And be all the way cool with getting over certain humps. You're going through certain adversities, man, and difficulties, man, that life is gonna bring. And if you ain't ready to punch back, you ain't ready to fight in life. Yeah. You're gonna have to fight. Individuals like myself going through survivor's remorse. Hey, yeah, it's gonna present a different kind of motherfucking energy. The individuals that don't know about that,
man.
And a lot of the takers don't know about that because all they do is just doing is taking.
Right. And giving only, to takers.
And they only give to the individuals that they want to give. You know what I mean? This is what
they give when it's comfortable. They don't give from the heart. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. Yeah, givers and takers. You know, like, in the taker, in the giver, it's just a natural reaction. Like you know, if you're a giver, if it's somebody that you know and they need something, you feel good when you give it to them. You'd rather give it to them than have them get it from somewhere else. Because you know how folks will do folks when they need them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'd rather give it to them than have them jump through some hoops. For some suck ass niggas to get the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a giver. You know what I'm saying? And you satisfied with that. A taker, you could get them everything in the world, but they still ain't satisfied until they take something.
Until they take it all.
Take it all.
You know what I'm saying?
When it ain't nothing left, then they ain't satisfied. It's just time to move on.
Yeah. They move on to the next thing.
You ain't got shit left no more. It's time to. I mean, find a new wheel. The wheel is dry. The milk's gone mad, Charlie Murphy.
I mean, even if you a thorough ass nigga and you ain't slipping on shit, the motherfucker will slide around and slither around until he takes something. Because he's not satisfied until he takes something.
And you with those
take
crazy
these bullets.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For these years, take these bullets
for those seats.
and a lot of the givers, good shit right there, yo. A lot of the givers are givers to individuals that are undeserving. So now you got individuals that have the right kind of mind state on each one, teach one, mm-hmm. one hand wash the other. They're hesitant and reluctant to even do good deeds and shit because they've been giving to the wrong motherfuckers for years.
Because the takers is praying on the givers.
You get what I'm saying, though?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of the givers give to the wrong individuals.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
More than ever nowadays, because we are living in the finesse culture.
No good deed goes unpunished.
More than ever nowadays, because we are living in the finesse culture.
Yeah.
We came up in the hustle culture.
Yeah.
Now it's the finesse culture.
It's the finesse.
It's what you can finesse off somebody. You got the $2 hoes, $20 hoes, $30 hoes, $100 hoes, $200 hoes. You got
$500 hoes. You got $2,000 grand.
You got $20 niggas.
You got $2,000 hoes.
No, then you got a $20 nigga. You buying it for $25 right now. Buying it for April Bud right now.
Damn.
Niggas get bought and sold daily out here.
And the weaker your mind is, the easier you can be sold. So. We gonna end it right there real quick, man. We gotta build real quick and talk about some shit. One of our brethren's over here looking
yeah,
preoccupied, disheveled. So we gotta We gonna speak on that. We gonna powwow real quick, but you know, I just wanted to. It's been a minute since I, you know.
We gonna touch base with everybody.
It's what to touch base.
But y'all know we really in this motherfucker. What I be telling? We really in this motherfucker, y'all.
So y'all got to understand, you know. Y'all be well.
Be blessed.
Yeah, be blessed. You know what I mean? Do your thing. Be sucker free if you know how to be.
Yes, sir.
But keep it all the way live in the process if you can, if you know how to.
That's right.
And start with self. Look in the mirror, not at the mirror.
Listen to the man, y'all.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit of that real quick.
So, shout out to my folks when I fuck with. Shout out to the folks I want to fuck with, but y'all just, it's unfuckwittable. Hey, it is what it be. Real live salute. Live out, man. Turn it up a little bit, man. Vibe out.
All right,
bro.
I don't know. We're going to go here.
Here we go.
Another hit,
y'all welcome.
Sound song click.
I'm just tripping on the way they just did it, man. They said it. Now they're like, oh yeah, well, you know, you need some more money.
Damn, yeah.
All right. We talk about it in a minute. We'll get it in a minute. Yeah, I get it. Catalog you've been producing on them. You got a catalog on them, nigga.
Man.
Yeah. Live in, live out. People, ones, no doubt. Wow.